Let's check business and finance news. And when the markets closed in Europe a couple of hours ago, London's FTSE was down 16 points there. As you can see, the DAX in Germany followed suit. And across the Atlantic, mixed end of the week, the Dow finishing up slightly, whereas the S&P 500 falling back just a margin. And in currencies, the Aussie dollar worth about 100 and close to 103 US cents, and will buy you 66.35 British pence and 121 New Zealand cents. Figures reveal US economic growth regained speed in the first quarter, but not by as much as expected. GDP grew at a 2.5% annual rate, but missed economists' predictions of 3%. An improving US housing sector is thought to be one of the key drivers behind growth, with residential investment rising 12.6%. Australia's largest grain exporter, GrainCorp, looks set to be taken over by an American company. Archer Daniels Midland has offered more than $3 billion for the grain exporter. The revised offer includes GrainCorp's dividends totaling $1 a share on top of the $12.20 a share cash offer. GrainCorp shares rose 8%.